You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The background, who's talking over here? I know you can show like a Chama Kodesh Boch. Me mainly, I can tell you what to do. Similarly, the Goyen brings, the Gemara tells us already, that Asar Ma'amoris Nivra Oilam, the world was created with 10 Ma'amoris. 10 commands, or 10 Diburim, 10 Ma'amoris, Kodesh Boch gave to the world, to say that how the world will be created. There's a machlokes between the Gemara and the Zoya, what exactly are the 10? But the Gemara holds that the first Maimer, as the Gemara says, is Bereshis Nami Maimer. The first Maimer in the Torah and in the world is Bereshis Bara Elohim, Mr. Shemaim Yisrael. It's Bereshis Nami Maimer. What is the Maimer that's created in Bereshis? The famous Goyen Rabbi Vilna says, the Bereshis starts the concept of time. Zman. What is Bereshis? In the beginning. Beginning of what? I mean, in the beginning, meaning there's a beginning. In order to say in the beginning, you have to say that there is a beginning that starts something. The concept that we have that means process, that you have something that starts and continues, is the concept of time. So Bereshis Bara Elohim, what was created in that Maimer? Time was created. In order to have any other Ma'amaris, any other Diburim that Kishbuk does, you need to have the realm of time. You need to have the concept of time in order for the Dibur to be Chal. So, in order to get to the next Ma'amaris, you have the first Ma'amar, which is Bereshis. In order to get to the next Dibra, you have the first Dibra, which is Anoich Hashem Elokecha. In order to get to the next Mitzvah, you need to have the Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim. Why? How is the Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim an introduction to the rest of the Torah? A Mitzvah is Shani Shitztav Yisrael, the first Mitzvah, the first command, that's how they're going to go ahead and they're getting into the Torah with the Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodoshim. That's how they start the process. Why is that the beginning? Furthermore, we know that, as we started saying in previous weeks, you have here, we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael going on Mitzrayim. And obviously the mitzvahs that Am Yisrael are getting now have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The next mitzvah is Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, that's how Am Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim that comes with Makas Bechayrus. How is a Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim have to do, not only with the first mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but why does it have to do with the fact that Am Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim? What's special about? Why here, right now, before they're going for this, the beginning of the process of the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, right before, well, where in the Torah do we have the tziv, we have Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim? It starts right before, because Moshe tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to have Makas Bechayrus. So right before Makas Bechayrus comes, Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim, here's the mitzvah to go and do Kiddush HaChodesh. How does this belong over here, except the fact that it's the first mitzvah of Yisrael God? Why does it belong Davka to Yetzias Mitzrayim? And finally, lastly, hopefully we'll get to, is that the Rambam and the Ramban argue over here, and the mitzvah of Chiddush HaZelochem Rosh Chodashim, what is included in this mitzvah? The Ramban learns that the only mitzvah that we have over here is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Am Yisrael Mekadesh HaChodesh. Before every month begins, Am Yisrael have to have Eidi Re'iyah, you have to have the Eidim, the Sidi Levan, the Sidi Moon, and that's how you start Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam learns that with the Kiddush HaLachim Rosh Chodashim, it says Rishon Ulachim L'Chodesh HaShanah, that's the first month. The Rambam learns in here includes that Nisan will always be in a certain time in the year. That includes the mitzvah of Ibur HaShanah. As we know, if you count the calendar based on the moon, the lunar calendar, you will go. You start going backwards every few years. Every year the calendar goes backwards 11 days. And therefore, every 3 years we have to add another month, which is Ibur HaShanah, to make sure that Pesach will always come in the Aviv. The Ramban learns that what it says Shamor is Chodesh Aviv, which is not in this week's parasha. It's later in the Torah. That's what the Torah tells you. You have to have Ibur HaShanah. But the Ramban learns the Ibur HaShanah is right over here. So when we try to understand why the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael has to begin the process is Kiddush HaChodesh, try to understand too why, according to the Rambam, you have to include here also Ibur HaShanah.
Is that for any specific words, or you just?
Because it says Rishon L'Chodesh HaShanah. If I remember correctly, the Rishon L'Chodesh HaShanah is that it connects to the Shana. It's Chodesh HaShanah. The Shana has a certain process. So it belongs to the chodesh, to the process of the year as well. You have to attach the chodesh to the shana. If I remember correctly, that's the lashon of the Rambam. So to understand all that, we'll try to bring together still in the shloshim of Moshe Rabbi or Moshe Shapir, Zechet Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, try to bring a few yesoides that he brought, that he put together to understand these ideas. The Gemara tells us the Umas Olam Moinim Lachama, and Am Yisrael Moinim LaLevona. As we mentioned, Umas Olam, their calendar is based on the sun, the solar calendar. The Am Yisrael are based on the moon, except the Arabs and the Chinese, Pashas, the Persians. There's a few questions. What does the Gemara mean to say Dafka Am Yisrael? There is a few Umas that do the do count, that do have a calendar which is based on the lunar calendar. But the majority of Umas Olam, and let's say especially Esav, the Umas Olam that belong to Edom, they count the calendar. They have a calendar which is a solar calendar based on the sun. When looking at the cycle of the sun goes back, has a cycle of 365 days. Every 365 days, the sun goes back to the same place where it was 365 days before. That's the only cycle the sun has. Then there's another cycle of 28 years, which is another thing. But in terms of the annual cycle, it's a 365-day cycle. There's no monthly cycle for the sun. The fact that in the generic calendar we have months, we have 12 months, that's not, there's nothing to do with what the sun is doing. There's nothing happening every month. Every 31 days or 28 days or 30 days, nothing's changing in the Rekia, nothing's changing in Shemaim that makes it into a month. So what the Umos Olam have in their solar calendar is really only a Shana. It's really only a cycle of a Shana, of a year. To make it easier, or maybe based on the fact we have 12 mazalas, you go and you divide the year into 12, and it's that's how you have the 12 months. But the 12 months, it's not an actual thing that's happening in the cycle of the sun. The opposite happens when you're speaking about the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar, the moon, is a cycle of 30 days. So the moon, the lunar calendar, is really a cycle of only a chodesh. It's 12 months. There's no real... After 12 months, we count the year. We say a year ended after 12 months, and then really the shana belongs to the chama, the shana belongs to the sun, and the chodesh belongs to the moon, to the levana. And when we put them together, so obviously one gets on the other. When you have a chama, you will say there's 12 months because really you have 12 cycles of the moon in one annual cycle of the sun. And when you have 12 cycles of the moon, you have one cycle that belongs to the sun. So together you have here a shana and a chodesh. But really the chama, the sun, the solar calendar in cycle is a cycle of a year. And the levana is a cycle of a chodesh. What's the difference between a shana and a chodesh? So now, going into the Lashonis that's brought down in Chazal. Shana is a Lashon of Yoshon, of old. Shana is Lashon of Shoine. Shoine Pirkei Me'apanim, Yuchazer. You go again and again the same thing. Shana is Lashon of Shena, of sleeping. Shana means things are just repeating themselves. That's what a Shana refers to. Chodesh, on the other hand, means Lashon Chodesh. We know that the sun, when it goes through the cycle, it goes back to the same location that it seems in our eyes. I mean, maybe really the earth is going around the same cycle every 365 days. But the sun itself doesn't change, even the way it appears in our eyes. The sun is the same sun. The moon, the way it appears, and as we know, as the Maharal mentions in his story in several places, that really what Chazal is talking to us is how things appear in our eyes. So the way the moon appears in our eyes is every month the moon starts as a small little tiny moon and it grows until it gets to the 15th of the month. Then you have the Levona Bimilua and then it goes down until it disappears at the end of the month. So the Chamo is just, nothing changes. It stays. It's a Yoshon. It's Shoine. Every cycle is basically the same. Levona every month has a dies out, and then there's a chiddush levana the next month. And the chiddush goes on for 15 days, and then it goes, basically dies out again, and there's another chiddush. And that's the difference between a cycle that's based on a shana, lashon shena, things are just continuing, and a chodesh, lashon chiddush. The Ramban, in the end of this week's parasha, the famous, probably the most famous Ramban that we have in the Torah, speaks about the nisim that we have in Mitzrayim, the nisim agluim, the loyim of the nisim nistayim. You learn from the big nisim, the small nisim that we have every day. But he starts, that famous Ramban starts with the concept of what is the main kfiras in the world. And he mentions that the first kfira that we have in the world, that Am Yisrael, through Yitzias Yitzrayim, trying to come and uproot, is that kfira, that the olam is kadmon. Meaning the world always exists. There was never a boire, there was never a beginning to the world. The world always was here and always will be here, and that's the lush of the Ramban is olam kadmon, means always was here, meaning it has no beginning, and there has no end. The emuna that Am Yisrael are bringing Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's coming through the Giluim, through the revelation that Kishbuch is doing in Yitzias Mitzrayim, is that there's a boire to the Bria. And if there's a boire, meaning that Kishbuch who created the world, there's a beginning to the world. And if there's a beginning, there's a reason, there's a process, the world is going somewhere. The world was created for a certain purpose. And therefore it started in a certain point, and it's going to go to somewhere else. The kfira, the main kfira against the Kodesh Baruch and Am Yisrael is Olam has no beginning, no end, just continues on and on. The chiddush of the Emunah, the first chiddush of Emunah is a chiddush, is the fact that the world is not kadmon. There's a beginning, there's a start. There's a boire who started the world, and if the world starts, the world will also continue and go to a certain place. There's a famous Shiloh, Radan already in Chazal and the Zohar, but then the Shuta Rashba brings it also, that the Torah says, Kisheshis Yomim also Hashem is Hashem is Hearts. Kishbohu created the world, Pashtas, what is the Torah telling me? Kishbohu created the world in 6 days. Kisheshis Yomim also Hashem is Hashem is Hearts, Vayoch HaVishvi. So Kishbohu created the world in 6 days. So Chazal already asked, it should have said, the proper Hebrew should have been, Kabbalashon HaKodesh, and Dikduk, Ki Beshesh Yisroelim Bore Hashem Yisroelim. Within 6 days, the Kishbuk created the world. Is that, why Ki Shesh Yisroelim Bore Hashem Yisroelim? It should be Besh. In the time frame of 6 days, the world was created. What is Ki Shesh Yisroelim Bore Hashem? So Chazal answer, that the world is not created as a within the time process of 6 days. The world is created as a 6 day process. And we'll say it the way Ramosh used to say it. Usually, the basic understanding in the world is that you have objects. And the objects stand on their own. Objects, the world, is a standalone item. And then you have a thing called time. The time is not part of the project, it's just a part of the object. It's something that stands on its own. So when I have a table, and after 3 years, the table breaks down. What causes the table to break down? Well, after 3 years of usage, the fact that it takes, like you say in Hebrew, azman oseh et shelo, right? Just that's the effect of time. And after a while, the thing, it gets ruined. So if would ask, what would happen that you wouldn't have time? Well, the table would exist forever. But it happens to be that you have a time element. And the time element ruins the objects, ruins the world, and causes these objects not to remain as an object forever. Meaning you have, the table shouldn't really exist forever. But because you have a time element, the time goes ahead and ruins the table. That is the basic understanding. And the table stands, and time ruins it. What Chazal is telling us over here is that really every object in this world is created with a time limit. As if you have a timer, every single item. And the table is created as a 3-year process table. It's not going to exist more than 3 years. Not because the table exists, then the time ruins it. Just the table is existing in a realm of time. It's going to be here for a certain time, for a certain process. And then when the process ends, the table breaks down. It's not created as a standalone thing, then the time ruins it. It's created together with the time. Chazal telling us like this. The world is created as a 6-day world. Right? Meaning the world is created as a time process. It's not created, you have an oilam, which is done within the time frame of 6 days. The world is created as 6 days. Maybe to emphasize even more, the way the Ruach Chaim says it. The Ruach Chaim says it over there in the Pasuk, that really the world is always created only for 1 week. Every week, the world is created for 6 days and Shabbos only. Then on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends another kayach to the world to be recreated for the next week. And then it's created again for 6 days plus Shabbos. You get the Shabbos again, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world again. That's what Ruach Chaim says it. So even if you don't say exactly like Ruach Chaim, the understanding that Ruach Chaim is giving us is that the world is a time process. The world is not created as a standalone thing. It's the world is not just was here. Happens to me that time ruins it, or it's done in a certain process. The world is here to go from one place to another. It's here for Sheshes Yomim. Chazal tells in another place, the Sheshes Yomim refers to the 6,000 years of the world will exist. As the Gemara said, and it says, Shita Fishni Kai Me'alme, the world is here for 6,000 years. The Sheshes HaVishni, his realm was in Sheshes Yomim, and as the Ramban himself, Ramban Ben Rechaya, bring in Parshat Bereishis, the Sheshes Yomim refers to the 6,000 years of the Bria. The world is created to be here for 6,000 years. Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. The world is created in 6 days. It was created as a 6-day process, which develops into a 6,000-year process. But that's it. It's not that the world is here, and the world and time goes over it and ruins it and creates it and starts pushing things around and the nature creates things. The world is a 6,000-year process, a Sheshes Yomim process. That's what the world is all about. Going back to the garden that we mentioned before, Bereishis Nami Maimer. The world is created as a process. It starts with Bereishis, beginning, and it goes to the end, which is Achris Yomim. That's the world. That's what the world is created for. It's a process. The world starts in a certain place and goes to another place. When the... Just to add one more thing to that. It's another thing that Ramesh always mentioned. Every object in the Bria is called what in Hebrew? Moshe HaKadosh. How do you say object? Dover. It's called a davar, right? Dover. Why Dover? Dover is Lashon Dibur. Right? Where is an object saying anything? So, in the most simplest way, Ramesha said it, is that everything in the Bria is really a deep, a gili of a Dibur of a Kodesh Bo. Every object was created by Dvar Hashem, Shemaim Nasu. Through the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things were created. So even when Bnei Adam put things together, but it's all really standing on Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, what the Baal Tanya, famous Baal Tanya, that says that the Dibur, the really of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every second of the day, and the Nefesh HaChaim says a similar thing, every second the world is standing with Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 1 second will not pump life into the Bria, the world will cease to exist. So it's standing here as a Dibur. Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it on. So everything is revealing the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called a Dover.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right. True. For Karin Yaakov is always creating. We say, V'atam Echai Eskulam. We say also, that's another one of the Pesukim right there. We say, when we speak about it in Vayverach Dovid. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim, the Arad, the Chol Tzavahom, Arad, the Chol Shemayim, V'atam Echai Eskulam. You're always putting life into it, right? But we say also in the Mechayesh Betuvi B'chol Yom Tovim Ma'aseh V'Reishis, it's mentioned really in davening a few places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always pumping life into the Bria. So that's the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mizgala. If you realize the idea of Dibur, right? Says Rav Moshe, what's a Dibur? Dibur, the only way to hear a Dibur is through a process that starts in a place and ends in a place. He always brought. What's the difference between Dibur and Re'iyah? Re'iyah, when you see something, you see it in one shot. You open your eye, you see the picture, close your eye, you have all the details. When a person is telling you something, or is trying to describe to you something, if you hear only 1 second of that Dibur, it's only a one syllable, you don't have anything. Ah! The only way to chap a Dibur, every word, is only through the process of time. You need to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. If not, there's no Dibur. The whole world is it demonstrates the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in order to have a Dibur, you have to have the concept of time. Says the Goyen, how does the world start? Bereishis, Dami Maimer. What's the beginning? What is the opening for the world? Bereishis. What's created in Bereishis? Zman. What is Zman? It's a process. The world is introduced to us as a process. It starts, has a beginning, middle, and end, has a Dibur. The Dibur is something that has, it's a process, not a one thing. It's nothing that stands on its own. It's going from one place to another. It starts in one place and ends somewhere else. Right? That's what Dibur is. Dibur is not, it's something that goes through a process. The world is introduced to us as a process, as a Dibur, as a Mahalach. Sheish is Yom Yosef Hashem, as a Shemaim Yisaretz. The difference between Am Yisrael, the Shemoyim LeLevono, and Umasoyim, the Moyim LeChamo, is the Levono is a time process of Chodesh, Loshon Chidesh. The Levono is something which is always has a beginning, a middle, and end. It's a process. Every month there's a beginning, a middle, and end, the way it appears to us. The Levono starts as something, goes up, and then goes down. It's a process in the world. The Chamo stays still. There's no beginning, middle, and end. That represents their philosophy of the world. The philosophy is the Olam is Kadmon. It doesn't have a beginning, middle, and end. So the way we look at the world is as a sun. Everything stays. Everything is Yoshon, Shana, Shena. It just goes on and on and on. There's no beginning. There's no process over here. What Am Yisrael introducing to the world is the idea of Chodesh, Loshon Chidesh. Itchatshut. Itchatshut means that you have a beginning, and mainly you have a process. It starts somewhere, so it's going somewhere. That's the difference between Moinim Lelevon Loshon Chidesh, Moinim Lechama Loshon Shana. And you can add to that, that Chama is something which is the giver, right? Chama is the light, it's the source of light to the world. Levona is the receiver. Umas Olam, the source of Umas Olam, starting from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim considered to be Rosh Amim, the beginning of Umas Olam, the head of Umas Olam. What did Paro say, as we mentioned last week? Paro is the one who said, Li Yoriri Vani Yasitani. He said, I'm the Yor, or the Nilus belongs to me, and I created myself. I'm a god. The whole idea that what Chazal tell us, that Paro did not go to his Strachim because he was saying to everybody that he's a god. He's the one, I did everything. I'm creating everything. I'm the source of power in the world. I'm not receiving for anything. The world is going around me. There's no prize. There's no Boyer Labria. There's no creator who's created the world to start somewhere to get somewhere else. The world is what it is. So who's the main part of the world? The world is what it is. It's me. I'm here. There's no creators bringing anything. That's a chama, the source, the mashpia, the one who's giving.
Maybe that's why the Torah calls him Paro's pet rock.
He's saying things with sure things. Right. Throughout down in the Arizal, it says the Paro is the same letters as Oyrif, Ha Oyrif, the back. Because always we know that the Gil of Hashem has to do with Ha Oris Ponim. Shining light out of a face. The whole idea of power is when you don't see, you're trying to hide that. So the Lashon Oyrif, the Oyrif is always the back, the neck. You don't see the Ponim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Similar idea. The power is the one, the power represents the midstream, is saying there's no process to the Bria. We're Chamo, there's no creators. We are the ones that really mishpia to the world. Am Yisrael is the one who's saying there is a Mashpia, and we are receivers of that Hashpah. And their receiver is that we ourselves, we were created, we are going somewhere, and we're going to get to somewhere eventually. We always mention when we say in Kiddush Levana, when we speak about the Levana, we say, Shehem Asidim, when the Am Yisrael dance in front of the Levana, we say, Hem Asidim Lit Chadesh Kamoisa. We can have the Chiddush of Levana has. Levana has a process of a chiddush, and Aris also has a process of a chiddush. We associate ourselves with the Levana. But the idea over here, when we speak of Metzias Mitzrayim, is we're coming to uproot the kfira of the world, which starts in Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael come here and introducing the idea of chiddush, Moinu Levana. The world is a process. The world has a beginning, a middle, and end. Mitzvah Rishon Yitzdav Yisrael is the first mitzvah that Yisrael is getting. Okay, what is the first introduction? In order to go ahead and do any mitzvahs, in order to get Makas Bechoris, to have Yitzias Mitzrayim, to have Korban Pesach, do anything, you have to first start with the philosophy. What do we believe in? We believe in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boirei Lebriah. What was creating the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. So mainly you have an Ivraim, you have Am Yisrael, which belong to that Boirei, and they can go in and start doing the Torah to bring it to someone. But that's the first thing, is the chiddush, is the introduction of this concept, this idea that the world is a process, that there's a boyer labria, that we're going from one place to another. So the first mitzvah in Stavri Yisrael is hachodesh aselachem rosh chodesh. It's an introduction to labria, and it's davke tzias mitzrayim when we're going down to the place of the biggest kfira. Power that says liyur minei sitani. The first thing is we're going and saying we are the one that we're creating, that we're presenting the process in the world. The concept of Kiddush HaChodesh is something that belongs to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael go through the Chodesh. We said this, a few other nations that do it too, but Am Yisrael are the ones, let's say, that pioneered it the most, and the main Ummas that we're discussing are the ones that are going through the Cham. The idea of Ibur Hashana is that even though Am Yisrael are going through Kiddush HaChodesh, they have to go and associate that Kiddush HaChodesh with the process of Chama as well. What is the idea of Yibur Hashana? Yibur Hashana means, as we mentioned before, every 3 years, the Levana, we're going, it's about 33 days backwards. In order to still connect to the concept of a sun, of the cycle of a sun, we add a Yibur Hashana, and that's where we connect the Levana and the Chama together. The Yibur Hashana is bringing the cycle of the Levana and the cycle of the Chama together. We're putting it together. The Oimek, what Am Yisrael are doing is, it's not only and we're going ahead and doing Kiddush HaChodesh, that we're doing, we have our own process of the Bria, but we're introducing it to the world. That concept of Kiddush HaChodesh is being connected to the cycle of the world of Yibur Hashana. When you put those things together, that's when you have Yibur Hashana. Yibur Hashana means you have a cycle of Levana and you have a cycle of Chama as well. And when you put them together, you have Yibur Hashana. Am Yisrael are not going ahead only doing Kiddush HaChodesh for themselves. They're also going in and putting it, connecting it to the cycle of Ummus Olam. The Rambam's Shita is it's not enough for Am Yisrael to go ahead and do Kiddush HaChodesh for themselves. In the introduction, when we're starting that first mitzvah, we already have that connection of Kiddush HaChodesh to the process of Ummus Olam as well. We're putting it together. It's not only Kiddush HaChodesh, it's Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibur Hashana together. That's the first mitzvah Yitzhak Yisrael. The Ramban says, no, Yibur Hashana is we need to do that as well. But that comes later in the Torah. That's not the first mitzvah Yitzhak Yisrael. The first mitzvah Yitzhak Yisrael is for Am Yisrael alone. We're going ahead, we're creating your Kiddush HaChodesh, the idea, the concept of a process. The Ramban says, no, we have to go and connect it with Yibur Hashana. We have to right away connect it to the process of the world. And that's the idea of Yibur Hashana that connects the Kiddush HaChodesh to the world. But the idea of these mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, is Kiddush HaChodesh Yibur Hashana. According to the Ramban, is Kiddush HaChodesh only. Is that what we're introducing to the world? Am Yisrael is starting a new process, a new ma'arechas. Rabbi Shapiro was always mentioned. The calendar that we have is not only another mitzvah. It's really the framework where Am Yisrael are working in. This is a new ma'arechas. That's the word they used to use. We're under this new process. This is where we belong. We belong to a process of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is a philosophy, is a concept, is an idea. That the world has a process. We're going to have a Chiddush. The world is going from a beginning that we had before to get to the place of a Sidim Lischadish Kamoisa. It'll be a new Chiddush, Shemayim Chadosha, Maratza Chadosha. That's where the world is going to. That's what I'm so introducing to the world. And that starts here in Yetzias Mitzrayim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.